Hey everyone, welcome back to Rupees Over Ramen, the show where we talk about animation, creativity, the creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. So today is going to be a kind of different episode. I did one of these in the past where I talk about one of my stories and do some off-the-cuff impromptu world building and just kind of talk about the story that's in my mind and kind of speak it out. Rather than sitting down and writing down tons of ideas, just kind of speaking tons of ideas. And I found it's a cool process to get ideas out there and world building and telling a story, coming up with ideas that you wouldn't have come up otherwise because of how our brains work. They all work differently. And just thought it'd be cool to share that little window into the process and into the story with all of you guys. And this will be coming out a little bit later, probably after the Avatar The Last Airbender episodes that I recorded with my friend Scott. But without further ado, let's get into this. So, the story that I'm going to be talking about right now is the Uptown Warriors story, which sometimes I call Anthem Knights. It's kind of like a fantasy story inspired by my love of Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, the Septimus Heap books, all these really awesome fantasy stories about like hidden worlds and stuff. And I like when I'm coming up with ideas for stories to just kind of write things down, even just like a quick note in my Google Keep. Just write down a quick note, or just in a notebook, just write down that quick note and come up with some ideas. So one of the things is there's a cat in the story that's named Chai. And the cat is kind of like a fire demon, kind of like Calcifer. So it looks like a black cat, but it will go over to a hearth or like a pile of logs, pounce on it, or sometimes just walk up and slowly chill on that log and then burst into flame and serve as a nice warm fireplace or campfire or bonfire or whatever fire is necessary for the story and for the characters within the story. So when thinking about this idea, I thought it'd be really cool to have, I want to come up with a lot of different like creature and like beast ideas. Avatar The Last Airbender does this really well. So I thought about it would be really interesting with this idea of like a fire demon cat, maybe like fish that are made out of charcoal or like coal, and kind of going off that like elemental thing of like soot sprites and Studio Ghibli. So kind of like out of the charcoal come these little fish sprites that kind of swim around out of like bonfires and stuff like that. Maybe some ignite in flame. And then thinking about fish got me on this idea of, hey, what if one of the towns within the story, either just once in the story, or maybe it's a thing that is like a cycle type thing, kind of like a day and night cycle, but a cycle of high tide and low tide. And when it's high tide, the whole town is kind of flooded with water up to your ankles. And you're kind of walking through this partially submerged town, and that can give some conflict or problems within the story or whatever. Maybe like chickens float out of their coop and go down the stream and you gotta go rescue them or something. But I thought those were some kind of cool ideas. I really like going back to memories of being a kid and high tide at beach like way late at night, and there was like a playground at this one beach. And the water had gone all the way up to that playground against the dunes. So you would now go down and slide down that slide right into the water. It was pretty crazy. It was a pretty cool experience. And then hopping over to another note, I had this idea about, I love Treasure Planet, and you know how they have like the space whales, the Orcus Galacticus. I thought about like, and there's one town called Avandir and it's in the sky. And what if there's sky whales kind of that same idea, or some type of large behemoth type beast that just plows through the tides of cloud and pushes its way through. And maybe there's super adventurous people or people like seeking like some adrenaline to ride on those whales. And maybe it affects the ecosystem or something, but coming up with these ideas and writing them down and then breaking them down further from there, finding images and colors and things that inspire that idea or I feel like best suit or encapsulate that idea in my mind. Like I see it and it has that same feel that the idea had, these two words, sky whales, like that idea that had, taking that and seeing what else has, oh, fun music, has that same, like, it's kind of like a kindred spirit to that idea. So along with that, there's another town. So there's like the magical world and then there's the non-magical world, kind of like Harry Potter. But the magical world has different provinces that are in different regions, different trades and different crops and stuff that grow there, different jobs and careers that they have and lifestyles that they follow. So in Orenheim, it's kind of this giant, kind of like dwarven mine, but I wanted to take the dwarf idea away from like the Tolkien dwarf idea and idea of dwarfs and other stories, and maybe dwarfs, instead of using like pickaxes and stuff to harvest gems. I just spoiled it, but harvest gems and precious stones, and they grow on plants, kind of like berries. Like that gem is the fruit of that plant, and they kind of gather those together. And these gems all have inherent abilities and whatnot. And then that got me on this idea of how I loved playing Donkey Kong Country and like the minecart worlds and stuff. So I'm like, gotta still have some idea of mine shafts, maybe carrying the berries of the gem berries that are everywhere. And I also wanted to encapsulate this idea of the things that we love about our own lives and those things that inspire us and putting those into the story. So like, so Orenheim is lit by bioluminescence instead of torches maybe, and that allows for less light pollution, which allows for nice starry nights where you can see all the different stars in the sky, and that allows Orenheim, some of the dwarves, to move to the study of the stars and astronomy and stuff like that, and maybe magic connected to stars and celestial objects and, I don't know, something along those lines. Oh man, all these cars driving by, it's pretty loud, so sorry about that. But that made me think about maybe in another place, it's kind of like London with the cold, foggy mornings, you can't really see much, and that could go into the story of maybe a villain or antagonist could make it through that city much easier because of the fog that has set over the land. And yeah, so I was just thinking about like weather patterns and things in weather that I think are really cool, like fog I think is really cool, and I actually really enjoy rainy days when I can be inside and cozy up with like the nice book or something, or yeah, read some manga. And yeah, with the story, it's interesting because I'm trying to figure out magic systems, like magic system that was with like ink, and they're called bookkeepers, and they can make ink blots, which are kind of like these little summon dudes that can help the bookkeeper doing their job, keeping track of the books in the library and stuff like that. But then I was like, what if there's like two kind of subsets of this, where you kind of have the bookkeeper and then you have the ink fillers, or like inkwellers or something, but people that are really more into the ink side of things. And then the other side is into like the books and like records and keeping track of that. So you have these two different personalities that develop out of these two different magic classes. Really, I just wanted some type of magic system that deals with like drawing spells in a circle, which sounds odd, but like, you know, like signs and runes, and like Howl's Moving Castle does it a little bit when they enlarge the house, or when there's like that curse in like the table. It's like in the spell is housed within a circle. The Rhythmatist by Brandon Sanderson does this with kind of drawing like concentric circles and stuff with chalklings. And then the Owl House does this with so like runes and signs and like sigils. But housing these within spells, and then the magic is then conveyed through ink and paper. I think it's just a really cool... And then Witch Hat Atelier also does this, where they kind of have a magic-based, an ink-based magic system with like ink and paper and dyes, and it's just so cool. I love working in ink as an illustrator and as like just drawing things. Ink also is really cool with like calligraphy, and so I think it's just a really cool thing, and tying that into magic would be super cool. And then reading from the Septimus Heap books, you know, like magic and physic, all of those, they all have like K's and Y's. There's a lot of like moon-based magic, which I think is cool. Because like when I was writing this story, I've gone from like the four elements, you know, to like maybe magic based on the star, the sun, and the moon. Or magic based on the tides, the winds, and the earth, or whatever. Or plants. And I'm like, orb-based magic, or maybe magic based around masks, you know, like Majora's Mask. Or magic that's totally based around light. And lanterns are the thing that magic is done through. Or maybe like baking-based magic and bread. Or cooking-based magic. Or magic based around candles. There's all these different ideas, and it's like, how do you nail it down? I think it helps to take that idea and start writing with that magic system into a story. So I did that with writing about the story of Mortan, which is this, someone sent in this idea for a character that is a bookkeeper. So I wrote about him and his little inkblot friends and how he goes about his life and stuff. And it worked really well within the way that I tell the story. So kind of doing that experiment yourself, even if it's just like a page, taking whatever idea you have, writing a page about that a character or a magic idea, and seeing if it works within your writing style, and if it like bears fruit, if it like gives more ideas that relate to that, you're like, oh, magic system could then work this way. And you can see that's going somewhere. You just want to not overcrowd things with tons of ideas, like just throwing everything into the pot. Sometimes it can end up very muddy and hard to taste the finer flavors. There's a lot of cars. But yeah, so these were some of the ideas I've been thinking about. I also love the season of autumn or fall, so like magic based around leaves, that'd be kind of cool, or like a whale made out of leaves, that'd be kind of cool. They did something similar to that with Kubo and the Two Strings. They had a giant ship that was made out of autumn leaves, so that was pretty sweet. So I'm still trying to figure out what type of storyteller I am, what type of writer I am, because people say you kind of have writers that go and they plan everything beforehand, kind of like structure out everything, and then you have others who just kind of let the wind guide them wherever. just start writing. And I've done both, and I think both have kind of worked. I feel like I'm kind of like in between. But I like coming up with these little ideas and then looking at those ideas and writing them into the story as I'm writing, like actually sitting down and writing, which I think this has been kind of like a all over the place, lots of tangents down the rabbit hole probably. So if you made it to this part, awesome. Thank you so much. You just listened to some of my thoughts about this story, and I'm going to try to do, the next time I do this, do it a little bit more structured. But it was fun coming up with ideas and kind of talking about some ideas I've already come up with. Yeah, with writing, a lot of times you just need to sit down when you have an idea, take a note of that idea, and then find a time to sit down and write. So write in whatever format comes best to you, if that's writing like a novel format, in like screenplay format where you have all the character names and what they're saying and dialogue, or writing in the format of like for a comic and like this is what will be on this panel or whatever. But just writing it down, just being like, hey, I'm gonna set a 30-minute timer and write for that. I did this thing with my friend who writes. He loves to write, and he's actually written a book. But I was able to go for like 20 minutes and then another set of 20 minutes just writing a story from scratch. Writing about Reisenfeld and like mushroom people, that what's this mushroom dude that lives there and has this trading outpost. And then this rain, like part deer, part elf dude that buys honey from him and stuff. And it was just really cool because I was able to just go with the idea and write it. So like set that timer, whatever works for you, and just do that writing sprint, that little adventure in writing, and just sit down and write. Because for a lot of people, I think for writing, it's like, it's been so long since you've written anything. So writing just even 30 minutes, writing a page or like a couple of words down. Or for me, like I wrote in that 20 minutes, I was able to write like almost 500 words, which is pretty good. But it was a good start. And you can just get back into that and see what writing, because writing can really give you a lot of inspiration in the moment. So just kind of getting into it. So I invite you, if you're into writing, to try that out. If you're not into writing, you're listening to this and you're like, what are you talking about? I'm not a writer. Just think about like the stories around you, like your journal entries, and just how you go about life. Look at those little special things, those little wonderments, those little oddities and stuff, those things that make your story unique and just make your story really wonderful. And I guess I'll leave that with you guys, and I will see you later. Thanks for joining for this episode. It was interesting. It was definitely a roller coaster through that rabbit hole and through the tunnel village, and found a lot of fun stuff. So see you guys later. Peace.